This is the Bod Pod.
Hey, Bod Pod Squad. I'm Rachel K. Grimm, the confidence coach behind Ditch the Click and your Bod Pod host. Every week from my cute Brooklyn apartment, I'm bringing you all of the confidence boosting, inspiring conversations from some of your favorites in the space. And today I have someone who, if she's not already a favorite, I know she's going to become one. She's become one of mine. We have Sarah Joy Gaines, the creator and founder of Joy Flow Movement, on the pod today. She is the New York City-based teacher of all things yoga and fitness. She aims to recreate the wellness industry from the lens of feeling good from within. How cool. She's in the process of getting her master's in women's spirituality and social justice, and also is the creator of Joy Dust biodegradable glitter, which makes me feel like this is just going to be a sparkly, beautiful episode. Sarah, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much. Feels great to be here.
Yay. Before we even get into questions, I want to give everyone like an idea of what Joy Flow Movement is, because I got to go and personally experience Joy Flow Movement. When I tell you I cried, I think I cried two or three times during it, but I think I'd love to have Sarah walk us through a little moment of Joy Flow Movement, like a mini moment, whether maybe you're at your desk or you're on your couch or you're on a walk. I would totally challenge you to take a moment and go along with what Sarah is going to walk us through, because it's so powerful and so fun.
I love that we're going to start with this. And I call these snackable moments. And that's the thing, right? Is that we can just take these moments throughout the day to pause, to breathe, to move for a moment. Literally, that's it. And reset. So love that we're starting with this. I'll invite everybody wherever you are to, if it's available and safe for you at the moment, to close your eyes if it feels good, or you can just soften your gaze or just focus on what's in front of you. And first thing, let's take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale out of the mouth. Now, next inhale, pull your shoulders all the way up towards your ears, create tension in your shoulders. And then as you exhale, just drop them down, release. Two more like that. Inhale, pull all the way up, lengthen the spine, crown of your head pulls up towards the ceiling. Exhale, let go. Now, once more, the deepest breath yet. Feel all the way up, all the way up. Pull shoulders up. Lengthen the spine. Crown of your head up towards the ceiling. Take in another sip of air. And exhale, let go. And now take your hands out in front of you and just start to shake your hands out. Just shake your hands. And now start to shake the arms, whole arms, elbows, shoulders. Literally anything you're holding on to, just shake, 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 shake it out. Shake a little bit more, a little bit faster. For five, for four. For three, for two, and for one, just pause and feel. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Invitation to bring just the slightest smile to your face, corners of your lips turning upwards towards the sky. Taking a deep breath in here and exhale, let go. And when you're ready, come on back.
How can you not be smiling? Like, I'm teasing right now. I was saying as we were getting ready for this episode, it's like I went on a walk run this morning and I felt the sun on my face and I physically felt myself smile in that moment. And this is something too, that just like inherently what it is, you can't not smile doing that. It just feels so good for your body. And as I said, I cried while this was happening. And I want to highlight that I cried when we were doing the shaking, right? Mm-hmm. We just did a mini shake here in this moment, but we did this a lot during the Joy Flow Movement process. Yeah. You were playing anything from like peaceful, like very yoga spa inspired music to, I think you played Diplo as well.
Yep.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like, and we were just moving our bodies and shaking. And you had us direct like all of that. Like you said it here, right? To shake out the bad. Like you had us direct it to our fingertips and shake it out.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about maybe what it was on your journey that brought you here that you were like the shake, right? The move. Mm. This is how I channel all of this negative and I literally get it out of my body by doing this movement. Because I have a feeling you didn't just wake up one day and you were like, oh, we're going to shake out the bat. There was probably something bad that happened that made you be like, we need to shake this out. Or the only way I feel like I can actually have control of this thing is to shake it out. I want to go there.
Where this all really began is the shaking for me and the intuitive movement and the ways to move your body as a somatic release, as a way to move energy, which is how I know, understand, and teach now movement to be, is so far on the opposite side of the spectrum to what I knew and experienced and used movement as when I was younger, which was lose weight, make my body smaller, assimilate to the vision of beauty that we were taught as kids. I went on my first diet at 8 years old. I was in the gym at 11 trying to change my body. And really from up my teens into my early 20s, I was deep in the gym, fitness. I did bodybuilding. I was all in on that of what can I do to make my body smaller? Very much in the essence of restriction and punishment and that guilt shame cycle. And so that's what movement was for me. And simultaneously, I'll also say my mom took me to my first yoga class at 11 years old. So that seed also was planted very young. So it was this duality thing happening. And so yoga was always a part of my life. And especially during hard moments of my life, my freshman year of college, I was absolutely miserable. So I deepened into yoga. And so that's really when those seeds started to grow. And ultimately, I hit a point with the way I was treating my body, both in food and exercise and bodybuilding, where I was just totally depleted. My mental health was just at its lowest. My body image, my body dysmorphia was just rocked, and just came to this point of there has to be another way. And over time, slowly began to shift my relationship with movement and started peeling back and really thinking, okay, how do I want to feel? How can I move in a way that supports that? And because at that point, I had really built up a lot of knowledge about movement, about fitness. I was also teaching fitness at that time. So I had the yoga knowledge, the fitness knowledge, the bodybuilding knowledge. And so now with my own power, my own intention, okay, how can I, if I want to feel light and springy, what exercises and movements can I do to feel that? And so that kind of opened up a new door for me in terms of thinking about how I was moving. And then somewhere along the line, I was invited to a free dance. Someone said, hey, you want to come to a free dance with me? And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. She was like, you seem like someone who'd like to go. And I said, I am. And so I went, and it was ecstatic dance. My first ecstatic dance ever. I was in Melbourne, Australia, which I was out there teaching fitness at the time. And I went, and they walked us through five rhythms, which is a very popular ecstatic dance system, maybe you can call it. And so there are five rhythms that you can move through, that they walk you through to get a semblance of these are different ways that you can tap into the body. And so that's, as I'm thinking back now, that's probably where I first learned about shaking. And but ultimately that whole practice, it was 2.5 hours to just let your body move however it wants to move. And I had never felt so free in my whole life. And it was like that was the feeling that I was always seeking. I was just going through it to try to get it through all these other ways, when really the answer was always in just let your body move how it wants to move. And then that just, I kept following the breadcrumbs of what felt good. And then that led me into different forms of movement and Kundalini yoga. And that has a lot of emphasis on shaking and moving the body and the breath, and really just, opened up a whole other world that lended me to really just be grounded in this essence of, oh no, the body exists to move and create and release energy. And when we can do that with intention, we can literally do anything.
I just think what you do is awesome and so empowering. And as you said, freeing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that all of us are looking for in some way, right? To feel free to be ourselves. And you're right, it does all start with our body, this vessel that like houses us, right? I want to talk about how Joyflow movement is different, right? This is not, at least from my perspective, again, I'm not in the same like fitness world as you are, but from my perspective, this isn't like a typical class that you take. This isn't a typical movement. How have you found the confidence to assert yourself in this industry with this like form of movement that is so different? Because you've had success with Joyflow movement. You've brought it to New York. You're teaching classes here, right? You're doing some really cool events and things. How did you find that confidence to be like, hey, I know this looks different. I know this is not what we all are used to, but this is why I think it's so important for us to implement into our like physical routine.
I love that question. And I appreciate the question and the moment of appreciation for that confidence, because I don't even think about it in that sense. It's just, no, this is what I'm here to do. And I really attribute it to the practice of joy flow, because the more I practice it and teach it and it comes through me, the more I release judgment, which is a big part of it. And that self-judgment too, because I'm sure you felt it at some point as you're just letting your body move, the questions start to come up. Am I doing this right? Does this look stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to pause. I don't want to lose that question that I just asked you, but I do want to insert here and say, I would say there were probably like 20 or so of us in class, right? And so we all have our yoga mats. So we have like our space, but none of us are moving the same. We're all like moving how our body wants to flow and move, right? So the girl in front of me, the girl beside me, like we're all moving differently. And I did at the beginning find myself being like, wait, should I be like moving at the same pace as her? And I'm like, no, this is about me and my body. And me and my body are very different than the girl next to me and the girl in front of me. So I'm going to move how my body feels best. And as you said, it was truly a release of judgment. I think we're always so concerned about what other people think and how things look. Mm-hmm. Everyone there is concentrated on themselves and how they're feeling. No one actually cares how I look. So why care what they think? Act in how feels best to me. You're so right. It was so freeing of judgment.
And how often are we doing that in our everyday lives?
Like applicable to everything that we do, not just in that moment, but being like, no, okay, if I can move like that in class, how I feel free to do, I can also move throughout my life in this free, joyful way too.
I want to stand up and scream, because yes, exactly. And so that is the practice and that is the power, because we all are here to live our lives in a way that is so unique to us and allow what wants to come through us to come through. But we have all these blocks, whether it's self-judgment or perceive judgment from others, or sometimes judgment from others, but that's because of their own judgment to themselves. So it's like the more we can move through the release of that, the more we can just ground into who we are. Yeah. And so that practice alone has given me the ability to just say so confident in the word that you said. But for me, I haven't even thought about it as confidence, because it's just, no, this is just true. And this is what we need. And the world, we need it right now. Look at our emotional, mental, physical crisis that we're in.
Literally.
And this practice is a way to acknowledge yourself, to allow yourself to be with what's present in your body, your mind, your heart, and give yourself that space to release it and to just express that joy that we're all meant to express.
I want to rewind to what you said earlier about your experience in your body and how you were always seeking that joy, that freedom, that peace through doing these like specific activities, as you said, like sometimes limiting your body, making yourself smaller, right? Thinking like that was going to bring the joy, but actually that led you seeking joy and freedom even more. So obviously you've used your experience and joy flow movement to heal your relationship with your body. Literally your healing led to you creating this thing. Everyone who listens to the podcast knows that I say this all the time. My dad has always said to me, your mess is your message, right? And I feel like that really aligns with you and this self-seeking of what you were looking for you and how you've now made it into this thing that brings so many other people freedom and joy, the same freedom and joy that you were looking for. I want to know, for someone who is listening, that they're on that journey too of looking for that joy and that freedom for their body. Do you have any in the moment tips? Little things that they could do that would really help get that journey like jumpstart for them and bring them to a place of like where you found yourself. Maybe they have access to coming to Joy Flow, but maybe they don't. What are some like practices that they could implement into their life?
My favorite one, the most simple, is a hand on the heart and body, I am listening. Because for so long, we've lived our lives just trying to tell our bodies what to do and put it in things and ways and just activities that are not truly nourishing and supportive. And the body is always communicating with us exactly what it wants and needs. And so just bringing the hand to the heart, body, I am listening. Body, I am listening. Getting into the practice of being in communication and conversation with the body.
That is so good. And you had us do that multiple times in class too, put our hand on our heart. You also had us put our hand on our stomach to feel ourselves breathing, which was very like grounding. I'm here in this moment.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. And that's another one, hand on belly, because think about what's our relationship been with our belly. And that was a big practice for me for a big point in time of coming to peace with my belly. Because for so long, it was just, how flat can I get you? And your body holds that. Even as I say that now, I just felt my heart tighten. And so just hands on belly, like, I'm sorry, I love you. Forgive me.
That is so good. I find myself constantly someone who's, my mind is racing. I try so hard to be in the now, but I also am always thinking about what's next, what I need to do, which I think a lot of us live in that. It's just societally like where we are. And you did a great job. And I'm sure like this probably comes from like yoga practices, or I don't want to speak to your experience, but I would think like you did a great job of helping us be grounded. And there were a few moments like when we first started, when I found myself, you were like, okay, close your eyes and center. And I found my mind going other places. I'm like, no, Rachel, stay centered right here. So again, going off of like tips and resources and things that people can do in the moment, do you have any tips on for those of us who we do find our mind racing, constantly going, how to find moments of centering and grounding and being like, no, right here is the moment I'm in. I want to be concentrated on this conversation with Sarah, and that's it.
Yeah. And so normal, so natural, the human mind, we have 70 to 90,000 thoughts a day. Yeah. Gosh. It's just all that. Yeah. And always when you come to that moment of awareness, non-judgment, take a deep breath, come back to the breath. And there can be a few signals or even affirmations or phrases that could be helpful in guiding you back to center. So a few of them can be, one is when you notice yourself thinking, you literally just say, or think, thinking. And it's just like this flag of, okay, I'm thinking. Now, back to the breath. Another one to help ground you into presence with the breath is, I'm inhaling, I'm exhaling. And then the next thing that I also like to do when I find myself is just bringing my awareness to my feet and their connection to the ground.
Yeah. I feel like this is even a silly question to ask you because of course you've likely heard of this, but you've heard of grounding in terms of like our feet in the earth, right?
Oh yeah.
And for anyone who's listening who doesn't know, it's the concept of like your feet, not your shoes, but like your actual feet making contact with the actual ground, not the sidewalk or the pavement. And as people who live in New York City, it's sometimes hard to find that ground to put your feet onto. Yeah. There is a moment and a feeling like that sunshine on our face, like we said, or that when we are shaking it out and a smile just naturally comes to your face. There is something that always makes me smile so much when I feel my toes like on the grass in the park.
My favorite.
Literally the best feeling. Yeah. You've done joy flow movement, like things outside in the park. Yes.
In parks, at music festivals. Yeah, it's a very, I mean, it's a very conducive practice to being outside, because when we're tapping into our body and our senses, we're tapping into all the elements of our own being. And so doing that outside is just, oh yeah, I am here on earth to experience life and joy and beauty is just such a wonderful addition to the practice.
So good. Highly recommend, especially as we have the sun beginning to shine, warmer weather. Heck yeah. Get outside, put your feet in the grass. Oh my gosh. Shake it out. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, the best.
I think it must be so, from your perspective, to host a class outside, like something like this, or just host a class like this in general, right? Yeah. And be able to look out and see all these people just moving how they feel comfortable.
It's the most beautiful thing in the world when everyone, because it takes a minute, right? And depending on who's in the class and how practiced they are at doing this, because as we've been saying, it can be a little confronting and awkward or uncomfortable at first, because it's new to let yourself just move in a way that you want to move. But when we finally, as a group, find that like collective joy flow and you look around and everybody's moving just in their own way, that's the moment when I know that this is exactly where I'm meant to be, because it's just, it's beautiful. It's just humanity.
Yeah. It's just the best feeling. That was something I loved about the class too, is there was a woman like diagonally from me who I would say she was maybe in like her 60s or so. There were women like my age, some women younger. There were like, I feel like so many different like ethnicities in the room. Like it was so freaking diverse in terms of who was in there.
Yeah.
And we're all moving so differently too. We're all moving differently, but we're all moving together. Right. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like very representative of, again, like our life, right? Yeah. We're all moving together, but we're all moving differently. And it made me be like, I already think this, but like even more so, be like, it is so okay to move differently. We can all move together and move differently.
And how beautiful is it when we do?
Yes. And how inspiring. And also, I always say one of the things that inspires me most is seeing people act and be unapologetically and confidently themselves. And again, like seeing other people, as you said, some people who are already in the practice, like acting in that in class. But then those of us who maybe were new for the first time, like seeing other people move in that way, it's like, oh, how inspiring. This, right. Like, I can just move how I want. And then applying that to life of, okay, yes, I can just move how I want.
And then sometimes you see someone and you love what they're doing and it inspires you to try it out. Same thing in the class, right? You see someone moving in a way and you're like, huh, I want to try that. And you just feel it out. The whole thing's an exploration.
It really is. And we're all just trying to figure it out. And if we don't allow ourselves to move how we feel best, like we'll never actually find that joy and that freedom, like you said.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about your master's. You're going for women's spirituality and social justice.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit how that connects along with what you're doing at Joy Flow Movement and or what inspired it.
Totally. So for me, as we've talked about, I've been in the fitness industry for almost a decade. And from the get-go, my mission has always been to wave the flag of fitness and wellness is not about what it looks like. It's all about what it feels. And as stated before, I've had my own body image journey. And really, over the course of really the last 5 years, I'd say, as I've deepened into my own spiritual practices and Joy Flow was created, and I just really got into an understanding of there's something greater happening here. Like, why are we focusing on our bodies when there's so much else going on? Yeah, that really is what led me to this program, this question of what does it mean to have a body? What has it meant to have a body in the past? And ultimately, how does that play into the social systems? And how do our social systems contribute to how we experience our bodies? And how can we use spirituality and connection to self to transcend that and create the systems that support bodies in a way that feel expansive and true.
It's beautiful. I love that it can connect in that way. I think it's so neat when like people, we find our passion, like the thing that really lights us up, and we then apply it to everything in our life. And we want everyone else to experience it because we're like, yes, no, this is so good. And I want you to feel this joy in your life too. Like,
exactly. And the things that come up that you never would have expected to, like, I wanted to go to grad school. It was always of interest to me, but I could never find the program that felt totally true.
Yeah.
And then I found this and I was like, oh yes, this. And it made sense. It was like the next puzzle piece, but I never would have imagined, I could never have created this program in my mind.
Yeah.
And it's just like a testament to like the being in the flow and just like continuing to come back and then seeing what arrives at you and then what feels good.
Yeah. What a great challenge for us all right now on the BODCON app. We're doing a 5-day challenge. So it's the idea of like different ways every day, mini ways to like build your confidence, like with just little practices. And I love the challenge of getting in the flow or not even getting into finding your flow. Seems like very personalized, right?
Yeah.
Finding what that flow is for you and accepting that it is different for everyone. So who knows, maybe we'll end up challenging ourselves to do that for one of them.
Yeah. And what I would add to that too, because sometimes even that could bring up a question of what does that even mean to be in flow? How do I find my flow? And that can create more stress than what we want. And so really what I would add there is following what feels good, following the little nudges. Yes. What are those impulses that you're getting? And can just follow the little breadcrumb trail.
Do you feel like that is what led you here?
Completely.
Like following the flow?
Oh my goodness. Completely.
I love it. What about Joy Dust?
Yeah.
Biodegradable glitter. Why? Listen, I love sparkles.
Yeah.
Love them. Well, so I'm here for it. But why?
I'll say that it started because I teach Joy Flow at a lot of festivals, music festivals. I love them. I love playing. I love getting dressed up. I love putting glitter on. But most glitter is made of plastic and metals and microplastics, which is toxic for the environment, likely your skin as well. And when I would try to search biodegradable glitter, like there weren't many. Like you can find them, but I love creating brands. And I said at some point, I was like, I want to start a glitter line. I want my own glitter line one day. And it was just like a superfluous thing.
Yeah.
And then like slowly but surely following the breadcrumbs, it just came to be. I ended up the initiation of it. I told somebody that I was doing it. And long story short, she flew me out to Mexico to host a glitter bar at her wedding. And that was like the beginning of Joy Dust. Because before then, it was just like this idea that I was saying that I wanted to do. Yeah. She heard it and was like, oh, this is what I want. And then, so that's the breadcrumbs. That's the just saying it, trusting in it, letting it go.
I always say, whether I'm coaching someone or like at an event or even on the podcast, like when you put it out there, when you say what you want and what you want to do or what you want to come to life, you are giving it opportunity to actually come to life. If it only ever lives in your mind, no one's going to know it. Like not even you. Write it down, say it out loud, tell people it's what you want. Never know who might hear it and be like, oh yeah, I want to have a glitter bar at my wedding. What? Didn't know that was a thing, but love. I need a glitter bar at my house. Come on. So
I got
cool.
You. Yeah, no, it's so true. To your point, what I always say, if it stays inside your head, that's where it's going to stay.
Yes. I always say, I'm like, when you write it down or you say it out loud, it becomes real. Like you recognize
it's the first
like,
manifestation of it.
There it is. There it is. And if you can do that, you can create a plan to making it happen. Or as we said, create a glitter bar. Oh my God. So cool. So empowering. So freeing. Also just so fun. Like you can't leave without a smile on your face. I don't know if I got to tell you this, but afterwards where the studio is, there's a spot across the street that has really yummy sushi. And I was like, oh, I just moved my body. I'm going to thank my body. I'm going to treat myself to a little lunch. So I went over for sushi. And is there not a girl from class there too? And we made eye contact and we're like, oh, hey. And we just started talking a little bit about, it was both of our first time attending. And we're like, oh, so different, but in such a good way, right? Mm. And it was so freeing and it was so fun. And we both were like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy now. What am I going to do with the rest of my day? It's perfect that it's on a Friday. It was just so good. And I just had to share that with you, that we both were like so giddy about it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love that you just ended up in the same place.
I know, right? But how? So neat.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you one last question, Sarah.
Yes.
Question that I ask a lot of our guests. I want to know, what does confidence mean to you? This can be in terms of your body, life, whatever that looks like for you. What does confidence mean to you?
I love this question. And I'll say that my definition of confidence has evolved over time. And really now how I view confidence is the only way I can describe it as like cellular confidence. It's like confidence that's in the cells and bones of my body. Yeah. And ultimately it's being grounded in who I am. And that means speaking what wants to be spoken, expressing what wants to be expressed, and just living the life that feels true to me.
I love that. What I love about this question is everyone answers so differently, right? But ultimately all comes back to the same like concept of confidence and really acting as it feels best for me and acting in my truest self. And I appreciate that answer because I feel like that is so you based on anything, like everything that you said today. It's, oh, of course, this is what Sarah would say. I love it so much. So Sarah, you told us, obviously we can check out your classes in the city. We can find you on socials, but give us all the details of where exactly to find you on socials, your website, your classes, all the things so that we can link up with you and see as all the places Joy Flow is moving.
Wonderful. Yeah. Instagram at Sarah J. Gaines. My website is the same thing, sarahjgaines.com. Fridays, 2 p.m., Joy Flow at Sui Yoga in Soho. And then separately, if anyone wants to get some fitness in, I also teach at a new studio that just opened up in Brooklyn Heights called Ambition. That's more strength training, but we also have a hot athletic flow and a recovery class. So it's more fitness. I bring the essence of Joy Flow into everything we do, but
of course.
But that definitely is more regimented. So yeah, Brooklyn Heights, Soho, in person, and then online all the time.
Amazing. I can't wait to see you online, but also at another class. It was amazing.
Yes.
If anyone wants to attend a class on a Friday at Sui Studio in Soho, let me know. We can go together. Can't wait. It's so freeing. I love it so much. I can't thank you again enough for having me, but also sharing this experience and your tools and everything with our community. So thank you so much, Sarah. And
thank you.
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening to. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, please be sure to rate and review our podcast. Subscribe so you're here every week for more confidence-boosting conversations just like this one. And if you want to see Sarah and I moving, if you want to see me with no pants on at the beginning of this episode with Leslie, make sure that you're following us on YouTube for all of the visuals. We have so many smiles and so much fun over there. So be sure to subscribe there. Also, of course, give us a follow on Instagram at TheBodCon, where every day we're sharing all confidence boosting, inspiring things across the board. We'd love to have a conversation with you there and connect with you and the rest of our community on the BodCon app, where we're constantly having confidence boosting conversations. And like we said, the 5-day challenge. And it's just a really great place to all connect and know that you're going to be surrounded by nothing but confidence boosting content. So thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Bod Pod. We release new episodes every week, and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BodCon 2023? Find us on Instagram at TheBodCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.